Governor, you and Senator were unable to come to terms on a so-called People's Pledge to limit or to try to limit outside money spent in this race. And at last count, outside groups have spent more than $50 million. That's $5 out of every $6 in this race, most of it going to negative ads. Do you have any regrets about not accepting the People's Pledge as presented by Senator Ayotte and to try to keep some of this money at bay?
Well, you know, I proposed to strengthen People's Pledge. I signed it. I sent it back to Senator Ayotte, and apparently kind of the way they do things in Washington is it's my way or the highway. But what really is distinguishing the two of us in this race is that I support campaign finance reform. People should go look at the disclosure bills that are proposed, for instance, by Senator Durbin in the Senate. That's a bill I would support. I also support overturning Citizens United, which my opponent doesn't. We do need to get this money out of politics. And I think at the end of the day, we need to focus on how we can do that. And that's what we should be talking about.
Well, you know, I've talked to many voters on this topic, and you know, more than a few of them suggests that the reality of our political system, that essentially neither you nor Senator Ayotte were terribly sincere in trying to reach agreement. She proposed a People's Pledge after benefiting from outside spending. You proposed, you know, a cap on candidate spending when, in fact, outside spending is probably the bigger problem and you were going to be a big beneficiary. So, you know, what do you say to those folks who say, you know, everybody says these things, but when it comes time to their own election, you know, they don't want to draw the line?
Well, the difference is I have a record of working to pass a disclosure bill in the New Hampshire Senate after Citizens United came in. I'm on the record saying that I would support the Disclose Act, which my opponent has actually voted against. I think outside money in politics is definitely a problem, but so is overall money in politics. And so the pledge I proposed would have not only prevented outside money from coming in, but capped the total amount of money so we could have had a race that was focused on the issues. I'll continue to focus on those issues in this race. The real distinction here is that I've got an opponent who gets millions and millions of dollars in campaign contributions from special interests, and her record really reflects that.